Hi, my name is Kay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. Will I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him, Daniel Epps.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was wanting to file my unemployment.
Okay. I just need your social security number, please.
416-23-6528.
And what was your full name?
Daniel LaFette Epps, EPPS.
Okay, Mr. Epps. Verify your driver's license number for me, please.
All right, 7050196.
And your mother's maiden name?
Gwen, G-W-I-N.
And your date of birth?
9/11/1983.
Okay. I'm going to open an unemployment claim form for you, and I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form.
Okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated high school diploma.
12th grade?
Yes.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 or 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or benefits card?
Benefits card.
Okay. I'm going to read the paragraph that gives you the information about the benefits card. And it says, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, or zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to assess your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be assessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and condition for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
It's 3323 Tidmore Bend Road.
3323?
Yes.
And what was the street name?
Tidmore Bend Road.
Tidmorben Road?
No, Tidmore.
Okay.
Bend Road, Bend.
City is state and zip.
City is Gadsden.
And the zip?
35901.
Okay. So I have 3323 Tidmore, Tidmore, Bend Road, Gadsden, Alabama, 35901, correct?
Yes.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
256-438-0225. Is that a good contact number for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Galesville, Tuscaloosa, Madison, none of the above.
That, what do you mean has an association with me? It's close to me?
Mm-hmm. It means, have you ever lived there or have a family member living there, someone in your family?
I have a family member living in Galesville.
Based on your background, in what county is 3279 Can Light Walk? Marion, Shelby, Talladega, Walker. I have never been associated with this address.
I've never been associated with that address.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102 Carolyn Lane, 151 Indian Trail Road, 4443 Fowl River Road, 716 River Haven Circle. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've lived at 102 Carolyn Lane before.
Okay. In what county do you currently live?
Etowah County.
In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Baldwin, Cherokee, Escambia, Hale. I have never lived in any of these counties.
I've lived in Cherokee County before.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
Trade reassessment allotment. If you had a company that went overseas, overseas. Okay. So what was the last day that you worked?
Last day. Hold on just one second.
Mm-hmm.
December. Let's see. I think December 6th was Monday, right? Last Monday. That was the last day I worked. And December 8th is the first day without work.
Okay, so the last day you worked was December 6th.
Yes, I think it was December, last Monday. I can't remember what
Okay.
That.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work for somebody.
Are you Okay. Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
On day shift.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Okay. So it says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience or training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. So you said day shift?
You can put all shifts.
Okay. So how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
Mm-hmm.
10 is 1.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Lowest, $16 an hour.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you get work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they just told me to file it until we get work and then I'll stop filing.
Oh, okay. And you said that you drive a truck?
Yes, I drive a triaxle dump truck.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
I worked for Bedwell and Horton Excavation.
Okay.
Bewell.
Mm-hmm. We have it. And what was, you got a phone number for them?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
It's 256 442 1931.
256-442-1931.
Yes.
And when did you start working for them?
About 9 years ago.
Okay. And what month?
What month?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. June or July, I guess. I don't really know. It's been a long time ago.
It's okay if you estimate it. So you said July. Would it have been the first part, middle part, end?
I'd probably say the middle.
Okay.
Because it was summertime when I started working for them. So
okay.
Probably around in there.
And which city and state were you working in?
What city and state? They're out of?
Where were you working? What city were you working in?
That I worked for them?
Yes, sir.
Rainbow City.
Rainbow, okay.
Yeah, Rainbow City. Guys in Alabama. I mean, Alabama, Rainbow City, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And so you're not working right now because of lack of work, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they just told me file it till they get work, and then when we get work, I'll quit filing.
Say that again, please.
I said they told me to file my unemployment till we get work, and then when they get work, I'll stop filing my unemployment and go back to work.
Okay. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, I want the taxes taken out, please.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number.
All right, let me grab a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Piece of paper. Okay, what's the PIN number?
It's 2883.
All right, 28.
83.
2883.
Mm-hmm. And okay. The closing statement says, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
Right. Alabama Works.
Mm-hmm. Alabama Works. All one word, Alabama spelled out, and Works is with an S. Dot right. Alabama spelled out again.
Right.
.gov, G-O-V.
Alabama.gov. Want to do that once a week?
No, sir. You're just going to go on there one time, and you're going to update your resume. Okay. And you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will start this coming Sunday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
And that's if I haven't received benefits?
If you haven't received the booklet that tells you your rights.
Okay.
Okay, so we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Oh, no. When will I know anything about it?
Well, you can go onto our website, and you can set up a claimant portal. When you set up that claimant portal, it will update any information regarding your claim on that portal. But just keep in mind, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for a claim to be processed. So it's very important that you do those weekly certification. That's what keeps the claim open.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.